Hello and welcome back to Couch Surfing with Koi, the traveling podcast where the guests are whoever lets me sleep on their couch. And in today's episode, I'm in New York City, joined by the comedian, actress, and content creator with the best Just Dance boot up screen startup sound impression in the entire East Coast, Grace Ryder.
Dance! Oh,
was that pretty good?
That was so good.
It trailed off. It felt, dance!
You're perfect. You're perfect.
Wait, thank you. As I was looking at this and I was like, and I was sort of having a moment where I was like, whoa, this is literally like Zoella. Like we are, I feel like Joey Graceffa and like Shane Dawson, like we are. I was like,
wait, so what do you mean? In the sense that like we're collabing?
Yes. In the sense like this is what YouTubers would do and like this is just it. And like sometimes I forget like, bitch, we're tubers.
Yeah.
We are the tubers now.
Absolutely. We're raising the future generations.
Yeah, do you feel like good about that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I do feel good that it's me. I don't feel good about the rest of everyone else.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have something to offer actually.
Yeah.
And say.
Yeah, I don't know what the rest of the people are telling their kids.
I call my fans my kids. Hey, my
Wait,
kids.
Wait, you don't?
No, I don't. That was a little joke. You call them your kids? My little kiddos?
Not anymore. I mean, no.
That's
I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Or I've never done that because that's weird.
Oh, sure. You've never done it or you are stopping now because I said it was weird. Like, listen, don't let me yuck your yum. If your yum is calling your fans your
kids. No, my yum feels yuck now.
Yeah.
Now that you've yucked it.
Wow, my yum feels yuck now. That's like when...
yum feels yuck now.
My yum feels so yuck. And I opened up my mouth. When you said... Wait, what is it? My yum feels yuck now?
Yeah.
That's like when... who's the Little Women girl? When Florence Pugh goes, you're being mean. You've yucked my yum. That some Little Women fans are gonna think that's really funny.
Yeah, I'm not a Little Women fan.
Really?
Wait. I like them big.
Okay, wait, body positivity?
Yup.
I prefer my women to be huge.
It's not,
Like,
it's not really body positivity as much as it is like a preference.
It's just a preference that I have. I don't like little women, like little young women. I prefer.
I'm gay with the exception of like
big. Like giants, like Hagrid. Like a Hagrid-looking woman.
Like Into the Woods. Have you seen that?
Yes. There's a big woman in that?
The giant is a woman.
Well, sure, yeah. Oh, yeah. The giant, yeah.
Not the woman is giant, because you can't say that.
Oh, trust me, I know. Listen, I know you can't say that. I have that word blocked in my comments, because people are like, giant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not even that big. But I told my friend, we were watching Harry Potter, and I'm rewatching, whatever. Basically, for all intents and purposes, I haven't seen them.
Okay.
Like, I started all of them and fell asleep at the halfway mark for all of them. So I've seen the first half of every single one, but I didn't retain any of it.
Yeah. Seems like you're really enjoying them.
But now, recently, last week, I watched the first one. Okay. And I fell asleep also. So most of the time I'm falling asleep in these movies.
Right.
But anyways, whatever. We go to Universal Studios because we were watching Harry Potter and then we're like in LA. We're like, let's go to Universal Studios.
The one in LA.
Yeah. The LA one.
Oof.
Yeah, it's underwhelming. It really is underwhelming. But it's like a nice like day park
to
go over and like putz around if you're in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But I told my friends, I was like, oh, wait, people have told me I'm like Luna Lovegood. No one has ever really said that. I just kind of like wanted to feel special. I was like, wait, I feel like someone said, and I was envisioning Luna Lovegood to be like a plus size like woman like who bakes. I didn't, and then I saw in the second one that's not her, but I was like, wait. They said I'm like Luna Lovegood.
She's
and then my
like,
friend was like, I feel like you're more like Hagrid. Which honestly, actually, I see it.
Do you get it?
Yeah, because he's kind of like a dumbass. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, I can see you being Luna. No, I was almost gonna lie to you.
I'm not at all. Like I think Lovegood. I made that up. Who's there's another woman in the show.
Mm-mm.
Oh, sure.
It's just Luna.
And Hagrid.
That's the Harry Potter movies.
That makes sense why I was like, who are these guys at the park, Harry and...
Wait, so when did you go?
Last week.
Okay, sorry. But yeah. I thought that this story was recent until you were like, people have been telling me I'm like Luna Lovegood. And I was like, oh, so you're 13 in the story.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, no, that's why I'm like, I feel like I made that up. Like, right. Like, I think there were, I don't know. Because, you know, the conversations come up like, oh, what house are you? Da, 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 da.
Right.
And then they're like, well, what character are you like? And I feel like somewhere in my psyche, I was like, you're so Luna Lovegood. Also, I just think her name sounded cute.
Yeah, she's great.
Or maybe it was like on those, like, you know, the Myers-Briggs tests where they show you 16 personality tests.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
the
yeah,
campaigner,
yeah.
INF, whatever.
Yeah.
They put like characters that you're like on the thing. It'll be like, so like mine is like, I'm like PETA Malark, ugh, whatever. I'm like PETA and then Robert Downey Jr.
Wait, I'm also Robert.
Wait, are you the campaigner? Or maybe I'm Iron Man.
There's a difference between Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man.
Well, yeah, they put real celebrities and then they'll put like fake people.
I think I'm like, I think that my letters are like LGBT. Funny clip. Guys, make sure we clip that. Follow Couch Surfing on all platforms.
I don't know.
That's just a classic one of those like gay jokes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, wait, I love it.
They're doing numbers.
Okay, well then mine is BLT. Big bitch. Clip that. Okay, LGBT and BLT. Comedy show idea, bring your gay friend and bring a sandwich. Wait, you bring a gay friend, we'll give you a BLT. We'll jamble up the words. We'll jamble them. I'm going to take the word and jamble them.
Wow. Well, it feels good to be back at your place.
Yes, yeah, sorry. sort of took that and was like, let's talk about my Hagrid thing.
No, I was great. Thank you for breaking the ice with Hagrid. Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Eh.
Well, I'm back in your house. Well, yes. The first time that I was here, we met. Because I was doing a couch surfing episode with someone that I had just met.
Yeah.
Which was Max Zavadel.
Yeah.
And if you were here for that episode, you remember that they had me sleep on two chairs pushed together because you guys didn't have a couch. Mm-hmm. Which I knew what I was signing up for, but I'm still going to complain about it, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. That's totally fair.
Thank you. But now you guys have a couch.
Yeah. We have, and this is, like, we got it from a brand deal, and they have yet, like, we just had to, like, make a video and, like, post some pictures, but they haven't said, like, post it. So, essentially, we got, like, all this for free.
Really? From who? Or maybe don't say.
Maybe I won't say.
Actually, never mind.
Because then they'll be, well, maybe I should. So, they at least get some clout.
Right. Or, but like, you give a mouse a cookie. You give a furniture store a shout out.
They're going to want a brand deal.
Yeah.
But, honestly, they're really lax. They're, like, we got the, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. That's not none of my business. But we have a couch now.
Yeah. Well, they're really lax because they're lounging around all day because they work in furniture.
Stop. You're bad.
Stop. You're bad.
You're being bad.
I'm sorry.
No, they're a good company. No, they're a great company. They sent someone to put it all this up.
Not was good enough to say the name, though. Yeah, it was comfortable.
Okay, it was Castlery. Fine. Can say it. Here's your sound bite. Here's your exclusive Castlery.
No, it was comfortable and some of the best sleep that I've ever gotten in my entire life. And my back waterproof. Feels better with Castle. What was it?
Castlery.
My back feels better with Castlery.
Wait, awesome. Max loves sleeping on this couch.
Yeah,
he's
really?
A couch sleeper.
Really?
He me prefers too? To sleep on couches as opposed to his bed. Are you that way
That's
too?
That's weird.
Oh, sure.
No, but there is like a certain comfort because I was the youngest in I have two older sisters.
Okay.
And so it was always like, all right, we're in a hotel room. Yep. Mom, dad in the bed, two sisters in the other bed. I'm on the floor in between.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So
wait, you could be like me and my sister's like little brother. Wait, you're the same age as my sister. Never mind. Just in the sense we were two girls and you're
a boy. Okay, I kind of see. Yeah.
And that resembles your family.
Wait, that works out. What a coincidence. Coincidence.
You know two girls and we are two girls.
You know two girls. They're my sisters.
For the people listening to the pod who are confused, I just told Koi that like him and my sister would get along very well.
We would. I see it. She's yeah. like doing. She's like doing stuff on TikTok.
She's doing stuff that you've sort of trend predicted would come back.
Right. Right. I have been kind of trend forecasting.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, trend forecasting.
It's okay. Trend it's predicted. Wait, who's the? There's like that one content creator that's always like, this thing is coming back. Hi, I'm blah, 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 and I made a career out of predicting trends for blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
I know exactly who you're talking about, and she says her name every time. I don't know.
I know her name, but I'm scared to say it.
Wait, why? You think she's going to, like, predict your podcast fails?
I feel like, yeah, I feel like whatever she says, she's like the oracle.
Here's the thing that I will say. I think, especially online, I think you can speak anything into existence. Like, right. I think you can just be like, oh, my God, you know what's coming back? pillow pets. Like, pillow pets are coming back. Oh my God, do you know what's coming back? This. And then if you just do it and you like, you can bring something back. Yeah. I feel like all it takes is like one person in the comments to be like, wait, why was this actually kind of good for everyone to turn? Or one person to be like, oh, like, say hate. Because, like, you ever watch a video and you're like, oh, that was really funny. And then you go to the comments and everybody's hating on it.
Yeah.
It, like, it's just, like, I don't know. I just think, like, there's power in, like, your voice and stuff. And, like, you can predict trends just by speaking them into existence.
That's so brave. Okay, wait. Idea. Okay. Right, today is Wednesday. Sunday, April 20th.
Oh, sorry.
The Pope is going to die tomorrow. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but I could have just spoken that into existence.
But is that really, like, a trend, though, if it's just one person?
Well, I feel like if it happened, everyone would talk about it. It'd be, like, trending.
Oh, I see what you mean. It would be a trending sort of topic.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Oh, and so I think flash for people who don't know, the Pope died.
If the... Yeah.
By the time this comes out, they're maybe elected? Do they elect?
I don't know. I think God chooses.
No.
Yeah.
Well, then that means God's real.
Yeah.
God chooses. Whoa, okay. This is, I gotta watch the Covenant or whatever the freaking movie's called. Conclave. Covenant. Huh? Keep going.
Wait, you had an idea today that the, like, Pope would get to heaven and he'd be like...
Oh, yeah. Like, well, because I was just thinking, like, neither of us grew up Catholic.
Right.
So, like, sort of the Catholic Church and, like, sort of all of that is very foreign to us.
Right.
So I just find it really weird that this guy is, like, chosen, quote, by God to, like, be the bridge. Like, he's the avatar. He's the bridge between the spirit world and the human world or something. Of course I'm speaking out of my ass. I think essentially he's, like, the avatar. That's where they got the inspiration for the avatar from was the Pope.
Right.
So I just thought it would be funny if, like, what if he died, went to heaven, and God was like, that wasn't cool. Like, like, I didn't really pick you. I didn't think, like, he did all that for, like, me. Like, I didn't want that.
He's like, you didn't ask me what I wanted once.
Yeah. He's like, you just kind of, like, went around and kissed a bunch of babies and, like, said, like, hey. Like, you sort of said, like, very, like, safe stuff.
Yeah, he's like, and I wouldn't have cared if you would have just asked.
Like, verge of tears, but holding back because he doesn't want to know, like, the Pope Francis really affected him.
Yeah.
He's like, if you would have just, like, said, like, if you would have just, like, prayed and just said, hey, is this cool? Like, are you okay with this? Like, I would have absolutely.
Honestly, and you know I would have.
And you know I would. And, I'm sorry.
Jesus, take him away.
Yeah, Jesus, take him away. And Jesus is like, it's okay. He just needs a second right now. It's fresh. He was preparing this speech, like, this whole time, and it was just a surprise that he would, like, be here Easter Sunday, like, the next day. We were sort of having our jubilee.
Yeah.
And we weren't expecting you to be here. So it's sort of, he's mad about that.
He's like, we're going to kind of have you just, like, stand outside the gate until we figure out what to do with you, but we need him to calm down first.
Because, like, sure, you kind of, like, you did a lot of cool stuff, but you never really asked God.
Yeah.
You never really asked him.
And that's the thing, is, like, if you would ask for permission, it just felt like you were sneaking around.
And then Mary comes out and she's like, okay, but, like, to me, though, I loved you. Like, God, like, he's being kind of drama queen. And he is kind of like this, and I'll tell you this because I know this, and I've been around these guys for a long time. He impregnated me. He's my baby daddy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, the Holy Spirit of sorts or whatever.
Something. Holy Spirit came inside me.
I think you're cool. she says that. Well, the Holy Spirit came inside me. That's what no one knows, is the Holy Spirit came inside Mary. This is what I said we should talk about on the pod, too. I was like, wait, let's talk about religion. Like, a religion we know nothing about.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of know, but, like, Catholicism does feel like a whole different ballpark, ball game.
Yeah, it is.
It is very different.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
like, to me, when I see it, I'm like, oh, this is like an ancient religion of, like, rituals and things.
Yeah.
Like, do you think the stuff?
I hope the new Pope sells merch.
Well, did you see the first ever millennial saint?
No.
Holy shit, you're gonna fucking love this. What? He's the millennial saint of, like, coding and the internet.
What?
Wait.
Okay.
He made a website.
This isn't like a BuzzFeed department. This isn't like a BuzzFeed department. This sounds like a.
This is our millennial saint.
Like a job title.
Okay.
BuzzFeed job title.
I'm a millennial saint. I make websites.
I'm a millennial saint of coding and tech.
No, literally, he is for, like, the internet and, like, influencers and, like, he's the saint of, like that. And he has merch. He has, like socks and stuff. Cause he got cancer. And then he like made a website and that it drove people to like God and stuff.
Right.
Or like encouraged people to like find Christ and all that. You should look it up. The Millennial Saint. The first ever Millennial Saint. Yeah. Which is like, I guess people now can be named after him.
What?
Because I think when you
could get, they not do that before?
No, they
or,
do.
Or when well, you're a saint, now it's like, oh, you're Saint Blank of.
Yeah.
He's at least going to get like a middle school named after him.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like that's the pipeline.
Wow.
From saint to like name of a park.
But it feels so like, oh my gosh, that's so weird. Cause like that's a guy that lived now. But like when you hear about saints and like religion, it's like that was forever ago.
Imagine the imposter syndrome.
Yeah. He dies. He gets up there. Guys like, hey, I'm the new guy. And they're, and they're all like, wow. Like, and they're, he's like in there, like, fixing the router, like teaching him how to like get Netflix on the TV.
they're giving him like one of those like millennial health book or like self-help books about like imposter syndrome.
Wait, and it's
like imposter, but it's got like I'm highlighted.
I'm imposter syndrome. And yeah, I mean, I just like, think it's crazy.
You're gonna read this.
Same thing with like Mormons. Let's keep going. Let's keep going with religion. Same thing with Mormons and Scientology. It blows my mind. Like, there's such a new religion.
Yeah.
Like, Mormonism was founded in Rochester, New York, not that long ago. I mean, early Americas, but like, it was a time of like religious, like people were very spiritual.
Well, I think that like, it's crazy like how all of the stuff that has happened in the past like 20 years has like changed the course of like the human race completely. Like it's like it wasn't that long ago, but everything has changed so fast. Still like as far as progress wise, it's a long, 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 long time ago. But time wise, it's like so, compared to the rest of development.
Yeah, you just mean like with technology and stuff, we've just like went from this to like boom, like if it was a graph of like development or whatever.
It's like industrial revolution and then like internet.
iPhone. Airplanes, commercial planes flying hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Have you heard that thing where it's like if the human race were to go extinct on Earth, they would still survive because there's 3 million people in the sky at all times in planes. Like just up in the sky, there's humans just floating like this.
3 million.
I think, doesn't that seem like a realistic number? Like if you think the whole,
maybe. All of like air traffic.
All, every country. Everyone flying, commercial, because how many people are on a commercial flight?
Too many. They're packing them in there.
God, yeah, amen.
And let's talk about the food.
Oh my gosh, the food.
And don't get me started on the food.
I've never had a meal.
Hey, well, bring me to LGBTQ night and you can get a BLT.
If you've never had a meal before, come to LGBT and we start the show by, did you guys eat today?
And I should sell shirts that.
Wait, oh my God.
Wait, who was the one that did that?
Was it Nessa Barrett or is that the girl that farted?
I think it was Nessa Barrett. She also farted.
She did both of them. Yeah. When? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Dump
Something
after dub.
Is like, you said dump after dump. Something that Nessa Barrett taught me is that you can shit your pants and still believe in mental health.
Was the mental health thing to sort of save her image?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know if there's any saving because now like the fact that she shit herself is even funnier because she released mental health.
I think she makes music now. I'm pretty sure she makes music now.
Mm. Really?
I think. Well, there's someone who is making, I don't know, all the TikTok girlies are making music. Our girl, Addison. Don't cry.
I seriously will. I just saw her right before this podcast episode. We looked at her album cover.
Koi was literally going to cry.
I was literally going to cry. And she was like, save it for the pod.
Yeah, save it for the pod. I was save like, the we tears need to get a clip.
It's so
Addison
beautiful.
Would eat you up if you cried and you were like, I love your album. She'd be like, oh, queen.
I seriously, like, that's the problem is I know we'd get along.
Wait, what's wrong with that? She seems so sweet.
Yeah, but that makes me so angry because I'm like, what? Come over.
Oh, you're like, come here, baby.
I'm like, you don't know what you're missing out on us being friends.
I totally, yes.
Do you have anyone that you're like that with?
I feel like, I think Billie Eilish for me.
Really?
I feel like we would be friends, but then also.
I so see that.
But also I am a little scared of her energy. I feel like she does have just like way more energy than me, but I feel like I'm good at kind of matching people.
Right, right.
Where they're at. Because have you seen that interview where she, like, jumps on top of one of the Naked Brother Band people, Nate or something?
I've not heard the Naked Brother Band in so long.
Well, yeah, she's, like, she's friends with them. And there's an interview where they're sitting on chairs, like, across from each other. She jumps over him, crawls around him. Like, I don't know how she does it. Like, that's crazy. That, I don't know if I can handle that. I'd be like, right. Wait, don't touch me.
Right.
I'd be like, wait, you're touching me too much.
I don't think she'd do that to you, though.
Shoot.
I don't think she'd be aggressive. I think that she'd be protective over you. I think that'd be your guys' dynamic.
Really?
Yeah.
She's younger than me, though.
Still, but she's Billie Eilish and you're not.
True. She's mommy.
Yeah.
Has your friend ever referred to you as mommy?
In good news, I don't think you ever have to worry about a world where you and Billie Eilish are friends.
Good news, you burn that bridge immediately. Immediately, the bitch is burned. The bitch is burned. I know. Fuck, I fumble it by going, hey, mommy. Fuck, I mean, Billie.
I mean, Billie.
Billie, I didn't hear it. I do 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 do. So
you're like, and that's just some of the stuff I can do.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, get in the recording studio with Addison Rae. And she pulls off her mask, and it's Addison Rae.
Wow.
If I ever meet Addison Rae, I'm taking a picture with her and sending it to you. And I hope you do the same.
And will you mention me to her?
Yeah, I'll be like, oh my. Well,
you'll be like, I have to. Can I be the friend that you FaceTime, like, and be annoying?
Yes.
You know when that happens, yes, when they're like, yeah. I have to FaceTime my friend.
Stop me. Me and my friend love you. And, like, you would cry, correct?
Yeah.
And you have to.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I just thought about the scenario where, like, that actually happens. And it's, like, seriously not okay. But it is the – it would – but I don't know. Because it's, like, some heroes you don't want to meet.
This is very true. And I feel very passionately about this, especially with, like – YouTubers that don't show their face, I'm like, I never want to see your face.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't care. And heroes, I'm totally fine with not meeting them and not knowing because
yeah.
They are just people ultimately.
Yeah. And once they're like, once they become just people, it's like, oh.
Yeah. The mist is kind of.
Mystery. We got there.
Mystery.
I found those syllables for you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, yeah.
Do you have any, like, any heroes that you met and then you were just like, oh, they're just like a normal person?
I don't know, because well, actually, I went to a YouTube event where Brandi Carlile was there.
Who? Oh, no. Who?
No, it's fine. She's a musician. She's, like, singer-songwriter. She was, all of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been. Now I got to where I am.
What? I don't know it, but I think you have a beautiful voice.
I was just trying to shoot that in. So, like, if Billy or Addison was watching this.
It's not even a real song or a real person.
Yeah, it's my original song. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing.
I got that was money when I got you and I. I love that everyone still hates her for that.
It's so real because it was just like, it was actually like body. My body had a reaction to
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I have never cringed harder in my life.
Yeah. No, it was so bad. Wait, what were you saying about
Brandi Carlile?
Brandi Carlile.
Oh, I didn't meet her, but I got a picture with her. Mm. You want to see the picture? Well, it's an audio format.
Yeah, but like I can throw it up.
Wait, throw it up. And I was like, I waited.
I'll have someone else do it.
Yeah. Just so you know, I'm not going to be doing that.
I'm not putting that picture on there.
Yeah, absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if it's not up there, it's fine. It's not a big deal. It's a really
shitty
picture.
Well, if
it's
not up there, someone's getting fired.
Or I just forgot to send the image to
right.
You AI, the image of like the two of us sitting together. Image not found. But I didn't really meet her, but I saw her in person. And it is kind of like, oh, they are a person who like is real, but I didn't like see. I didn't really talk to her, but she seemed really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like I have two, Rhett and Link, if I ever met them, I think that my world would like fall in on itself.
So you'd rather not. You'd be like, I want to see you from a distance.
I think that the only, and I think that this could happen, the only scenario where I would want to meet them is if they're like signing adoption papers and that I get adopted by them.
Sure, they're co-parenting.
Yes.
They're co-parenting.
They're like, and it's like, and it could be for a video.
Do you, now I'm, my friend is more in tune with the Rhett and Link. She loved them in high school.
Me too. I went to their concert in 8th grade.
What was that? What was a concert? They sing?
They have so many songs.
Oh, see, I'm not tapped in.
Do you know, like, everything's okay? Hey, cause I'm on vacation. Doesn't sound as good as your. Did you just hold the mic up to scratch?
Yeah. So after you sang, there'd be like a cricket. It's sound actually effect.
Probably disgusting.
Okay. So you think I'm like gross and I don't shower and I'm not clean. Actually, that's probably disgust in your head.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, wait. What were you talking about?
Everything's okay.
Yeah. Rhett and Link.
I don't know their music, no. But it kind of reminds me of Game Grumps, because Game Grumps are two men that, and they make music too.
Speaking of Game Grumps, wait, we need to talk about...
Sure.
Actually, I have a quote I found from you online.
What?
Being the 44th president of the United States was quite the Okay.
Sure.
Sorry, that's for a future guest.
Oh, okay.
44th.
Wait, is that Obama?
I'm not supposed to say. So.
You
said I grew...
Because 44 said, is current, right? That's new? Sorry, keep going.
We're on 65.
Oh, right.
In 10 years, it's the quarter quell.
Shut up.
You said, I grew up in the YouTube era. YouTubers were my celebrities. I think my dream has always been to be an internet celebrity. So,
wow, just, I mean, narcissist. Wow. My dream's always been to be famous. Where did I say that? I believe it, though.
I honestly don't know.
Okay, sure.
I didn't find that quote. I don't do anything for myself.
And I wish.
But okay, so first of all, I think that we both grew up in like similar eras of YouTube. We mm-hmm. have very like similar, both grew up in like the Midwest as well with like YouTubers as mm-hmm. our celebrities, always mm-hmm. wanting to be YouTubers. What YouTubers were like your go-tos?
Okay, so I really liked Sims YouTubers, so I'd watch Simmers, iPod Zeke. Which is like, what the hell? And then I'd also watch, there was one YouTuber I watched who was a simmer. Oh my God, I'm forgetting her name. It was like Queen something simmer. She died. Yeah, that was like my first ever YouTuber that I was like, but I really liked, sorry to drop that. And then let's just move on. Like, okay, move on. She's dead. She's been dead for years.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, no, it was like crazy. But I would watch simmers. I'd watch like people like build sim stuff. But then I'd also watch, you know, Shane Dawson, Ryan Higa, Smosh. I always forget to mention this one. I'd watch the, I think they're called Firestone, whatever. They'd make stop motion Lego.
Oh.
When it was like Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd watch those guys.
Did you ever make like stop motion when you were younger?
No, probably not.
I did. And you were into that? I'd spend forever and it'd be like an 8-second clip.
And you were like, oh, shit, gotta make my next video. You're like wiping off sweat and you're like moving the Legos.
Wait, so were you like okay, before you like blew up on the internet, were you like making content for the internet?
Yeah, I started making stuff in middle school.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Like what?
And I had a private account on TikTok. So, Instagram. Yeah. I would only make Instagram videos. I wouldn't make YouTube. I don't know why. Like if I want to be a YouTuber, I think I was like intimidated.
Right.
Yeah.
I would always pretend to be making YouTube videos. Like, I'd talk to myself, there'd be no camera. I'd just be playing YouTuber.
Yeah, I sort of replaced God with a vlog. Like, instead of...
Wait, sorry. Dog with a blog spit off. God with a blog.
God with a vlog? God with a vlog?
God with a vlog.
What's up? It's Jesus Christ. And we're here. I'm in the desert.
This is just Logan Paul in 10 years.
Well, I actually am... Now, you... What is it? Trend forecasting?
Yeah.
I have a trend forecast.
Okay.
One of the Paul brothers will run for president. Unfortunately, I think that will happen. I do see that happening. I think they will run once they get tired of boxing. I think maybe in their 60s.
I think it's Logan.
Yeah. I mean, I could really see it going either way. But unfortunately, and I hate to speak that into existence, but I just know it will happen.
I want to say thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
For being brave enough to speak that into existence. And now for being brave enough to be the person to blame.
Also, like,
when it happens.
Just goes to show cancel culture is not real because they have a TV show on HBO Max.
Yeah.
And he's a WWE wrestler.
I watched an episode of it.
I did too. I watched the first episode.
Wait, really?
That's what made me think, these men like need attention all the time.
I was like, these men are like some of the worst people that I went to high school with.
Although, okay, I will say... Okay, I do have some
empathy.
You lowering
your voice.
Yeah.
to talk like good on the Paul brothers, you're like, okay, so.
Yeah. Wait, now don't tell anyone this. I mean, closer into the microphone, louder. I do have some empathy for them because I do feel like their father is really scary.
Yes.
I feel especially like, I don't know, like when his dad was in the room and they were all talking about that show they were trying to pitch, but then they couldn't because, like, the dad came in and he was like, well, that executive was a fucking idiot. I was like, I just saw Jake's demeanor with us like, us, you know, the Talk to a Podcast, but it's our review of the episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of the Paul American.
Yes, Paul American.
But I saw Jake's demeanor and he, like
this conversation.
I'm like analyzing his body language. Body language reacts. Body language expert reacts to Paul American. But he just, like, got small and, like, was just, like, shut down. Like, I feel like I feel like we blame his father for how they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And then for them to be brothers and them to be, like, constantly comparing against each other, yes, and constantly needing to put each other down to make themselves feel better, yeah, like in the same, yeah, and it's like,
but they are adults and they should be able to, like okay, like, come on, but, like, I don't know, I guess
I was really put off by, like, his, like, Logan's fiance. Are they married? Wife?
I'm not sure. Maybe wife? Yeah, I don't know.
They had a kid, so they better be wife.
Please, 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 not in God's country.
Mm-mm, Paul American, my A-double-S.
God's country, which is Puerto Rico. They live in Puerto Rico.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. They live in Puerto Rico.
Wait, sorry. Logan Paul.
And Jake
of
Paul.
Of Paul American.
Lives.
Of the show Paul American.
Yeah, I think taxes are, like, less over there.
Right. They probably need to save some money as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, his, like, wife was, like, didn't really want to do the show. Do you remember that in the first episode?
Yeah, and he made her, like, a PowerPoint to convince her to, like, do it.
Yeah, while they're filming the show.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, and if she says no, then, like, they scrap the entire idea. They scrap the entire footage that they're already working on. I mean, she was kind of put into a corner. That was the part that I was, like, really put off by that show.
Yeah.
And, like, also, Logan's demeanor when, like, I'm just kidding.
Wait, well, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you could tell he was very much, he's threatening her because he was standing up and she was sitting down. And he was very much hovering over her and sort of, like, shutting down any, like, her body language was very closed off and, like, isolated.
Right, right.
And he was very much, like, threatening.
And when we put this against the lean test.
Lean?
Like, who's leaning.
Oh,
leaning backwards, he's leaning a little bit forward, which you can tell he has the power in the scenario.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. No, he's a scary guy. I mean, I don't know. I just think they're just sort of a product of, like, a bigger problem.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
That, you know, we sort of already know about and know the solution to, but can't share on here.
Right. What is that?
I think it's, like empathy. And vulnerability.
I don't get it. Oh, okay. So we were talking about you watching YouTubers as you grow up, pretending to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like you said at the start of this episode, you're like, oh, this is like it. Like, we are the are the tubers now.
We are the tubers.
How does it feel to, like, go from the, like, to have something go from a dream in order, like, and then it becomes your reality? I mean, like, it's really, in my experience, very shocking and kind of, like, I don't want to say world shattering, but, like.
No, in a way, yeah. I mean, you, like, kind of, it's like you're meeting the wizard from Wizard of Oz, and it's like, oh, it's just a guy behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of does feel like that, especially with, like, the film industry or, like, comedy, like, the comedy scene. Everything's a lot smaller than you think. And I mean, maybe I'm in, like, a very niche, like, specific comedy world, and that's totally fair, I would say. But the entertainment industry, like, it's everyone knows everyone, everyone's worked on, like, something, or, like, this person worked on this project with this person. Like, everybody kind of knows each other or is aware of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's probably similar with, like, TikTok and YouTube. Like, everyone just kind of knows everyone, which is good, I think, because then it's like everyone kind of wants to help out everybody. Like, oh, well, help you with this video if you help me with this. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's nice. And then it also is kind of like, oh, like, now I gotta do it.
Yeah.
Now I gotta do it.
Yeah,
now
it's, like, not. Oh. It's not like an idea anymore. To,
yeah,
like,
now it's like
chase,
oh,
after.
Yeah, it's your job. And
it's like, oh, this is right in front of me. Yeah. And, like, yeah.
But it's, like, awesome and great.
Yeah.
And, but now it's just like, oh, I guess I thought it would be. I'll just say, like, I think your dreams and whatever are always better than you actually think they are.
Absolutely. Oh, this is a thing that I said. I'm gonna quote myself here.
Oh yes.
When a dream comes true, it dies.
Ooh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, like, then suddenly you're, like, living in the reality of whatever this, like, romanticized version of whatever you wanted was.
Yeah, and it is just your normal life now. Yeah. Like, it was before. Like, right. How you'd always lived.
It's like meeting a Brandy Carlisle?
Yeah.
Did I say her name right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like, oh, she makes music and is a person and goes back home to her wife and kids.
Right. It's like being adopted by Rhett and Link. It's like, okay, I don't
know
why.
I still have to go to school.
Yeah. And
and now I just have two dads.
And, like, what? We play ball every once in a while?
Maybe.
Wiffle ball?
Is that like a Rhett and Link thing? They love wiffle ball?
I don't know. I just felt like that would hit for you.
And it actually did, because we play that in front of my grandma's house all the time.
And this is like our Midwest culture.
Really?
Showing. I think so. That feels
like a... All the
cousins
would go like in front, like my grandma's front yard was kind of perfectly like shaped like a diamond.
Of course.
So, you know, always. And so she'd just have a bag full of bats and balls, and we would just play wiffle ball around the, and we would use the septic tank as the second base.
Ugh.
The in-ground septic tank.
Yes.
And we'd put like stuff there, and then the second base was a septic tank.
Wow. You know, septic tanks are bases first, septic tank second.
True. Or a stage.
Oh yeah.
That's where Lord was dancing on Union, or I keep saying Union Square.
Washington Square Park. Lord posted on her Instagram story.
Yeah.
No, she said at 7 p.m. heart or like X or something and then like deleted it quickly because
I do like
everyone
these,
showed up.
Like new ways of promoting stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe it's not. I mean, maybe this is nothing new. I guess we're just maybe experiencing it. But like, was Michael Jackson like, hey, meet me at this place?
No.
Sure. Well, I guess he's bigger than Lord, but
I think that like,
I feel like everything needs to be a spectacle now.
And also it needs to be a bit more intimate. Because
or novelty.
It was like when, yeah, like it has to be like be
an
able
experience.
To be talked about. Yeah, an experience, an activation.
An activation.
You know what
they call it? Wow, we're the buzzwords we're throwing out. Wait, we're like a marketing team. An experience, an activation, an activation.
An activation.
Let's do a pop up at Union Hall.
I'll get the QR codes. I'll print out the QR codes.
We need to put QR codes all over the city, and we gotta give but you can only do it with the Google Pixel phone. You have to have Google Pixel phone.
Augmented reality.
We're crawling up the walls. Yeah, that's
I'm like
great.
Puking out QR codes.
Wait, I love that. Honestly, we should get into marketing instead.
I was gonna say, do you remember when like celebrities started getting on TikTok?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, "Hey guys."
I guess I'm doing this.
I guess I'm on TikTok now.
How do you do this?
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, and someone just like dance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like that, I think changed what celebrities were. It's like, oh, now they're where we're hanging out.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because like Michael Jackson is like Michael Jackson was like an otherworldly being that like you would not have any
access to.
Like you see the videos of like the girls crying over like fangirling over the Beatles and stuff. Like these people were like legends that weren't being captured all the time as well. Like now everyone is living in front. You're constantly showing up and constantly being like making this like connection and relationship with your audience.
Yeah.
That like wasn't even a factor beforehand.
No, definitely not. And I feel like that is kind of the difference between like a proper celebrity and this new form of celebrity that we have, like with internet people. It's like, to me, a celebrity is someone, there's some mystique about them.
Yeah.
Like Zendaya. We don't have access to Zendaya.
No.
We don't really know a lot about her relationship or whatever because she's not vlogging it, doing Vlogmas with Tom. You know, she's not at the Bureau premiere or launch. And she's like, all right, me and Tom. Like, to me, a celebrity does have a little bit of like mystery. They pop up, they do their thing, they go away.
Yeah.
And we don't have that much access to them, which sometimes I'm kind of like jealous of. I'm like, wait, that's cool. And like, maybe that would, you know, because especially like to your point of what were you saying? Oh, like now the celebrities are hanging out here. It is like, wait, I lost it. As soon as I said to your point,
I was like, see, you don't say that.
No, literally, I was like, to your point. And I was like, okay, wait, that's fucking smart words. And then I was more shook that I said that. And then I was like, what the fuck am I saying? Help me. I'm drowning out here. Help me.
Wow.
Play back the footage of me saying to your point in your face.
No, I'm really good at hiding how I actually feel.
Yeah. Because I know you just want to, like, make fun of me and destroy me.
Wait, this is a dynamic we were talking about of, like,
to your point.
Of, like, when it's... to your point. So, to your point. Circling back to your point. Of, like, my 21st birthday felt like when, like, the cool kids finally, like let the nerdy kid hang out, and they're kind of like making fun of him a little bit, but it's like they're not doing it for the cool, or they're not doing it for the kid, they're doing it for themselves to feel,
or like, their friends, like,
yeah, they're like, this is like, this is charity, and it's also kind of funny. So like, when you're going out on your 21st birthday, it's like
everyone's laughing at me.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, he's so cute,
a baby that doesn't know like what an iPhone is or something, that's just going
right
like blah blah blah, or like just doesn't, or is like seeing a mascot for the first time.
Right.
And it's like, oh, or like taking a stupid baby to Disney World. And it's like, that's not really the princess, but this baby thinks it is. Was that your experience?
Taking a stupid baby to Disney World.
Taking a stupid ass baby to Disney World. And they think princesses are real.
Bruh. They're so stupid. And also like, and also, why would a mouse be that big?
Well, tell you what, everything's big to a baby though.
True. Babies give me so much secondhand embarrassment. Because I'm like, seriously, I used to act like that.
Oh, I see. Not like if a baby's there, you're like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed for her. She doesn't know what's going on. It's more like, oh, I used to be like that. Wait, no. I was like that?
Yeah.
I was like, I had like piddle.
Piddle?
I had like bile, like spit up. Spit up, there we go. I had spit up just on my face all the time.
I've never heard piddle.
I feel like that is a word you can use to describe vomit.
Well, and like, to your point, I think that you're absolutely correct.
No, but I'm actually really shook at like how quickly that derailed me, because I had something I wanted to say that I, well, you know what? To be fair, I thought it was going to be profound and cool, and it probably was just fucking stupid.
Well, like celebrities. Okay. Well, celebrities do have to be like, they're like showing up on podcasts and stuff now.
Yeah. And then they're talking about their like, like, shit we don't care about.
Us.
Us, to your point.
Us right now.
Us right now. Wait, that's a good podcast title, to your point. Okay, anyways.
I thought it was going to be Us Right Now. That's a good...
Oh,
that's a good, like, live show.
Us Right Now.
Or it, wait, we should like do a live show where we, like, don't plan anything.
Us Right Now.
And then we just, like, we, like, literally people watch us walk in. People watch us show up to the venue, like, right at, like, a little bit late. And we're like, sorry, we're late.
This is
like,
Us Right Now.
And then we're like, what are we doing right now? Like, what should we do?
Wait, I love that, where it's like, yeah, no, we actually literally just got out of the Uber.
Yeah.
It's sponsored by Uber.
Yeah.
No, we just got out. Okay, what are you guys doing here? Oh, our show.
Oh, our show. Oh, you guys want to see us right now? And okay. Then they all cheer.
Yeah, we get a mirror and we're like just fixing up stuff. We're like, okay, wait, I wasn't, okay, Us Right Now. Sure.
Yeah, we got it.
Sure. Or it's like the venue like texts us like where it is or something, and we're like not anywhere near. So it's like we're half an hour late. We're like, fuck. Like, I was out at a movie and we have to like leave.
The show is just us like completely disrespecting everyone's time and money.
Well, you know what we could do? We could live feed from the place, like us vlogging, like trying to get there, like where are we when
Ellen is like, we've sent someone out to the store.
Yes.
We've sent a celebrity out to the store to like pretend to be a rude worker or yes. something like that.
Yeah, like
that kind of vibe.
Like, oh, they're like, okay, the venue gets up there, we have a host. They say, okay, now we're just sort of workshopping a live show. The host goes out there.
Well, that's us right now, is workshopping a live show.
So you get a taste.
Yeah.
And then we just get up there and we're just kind of like talking about whatever. But host goes up there. They're like, okay, guys, I'm texting Grace and Coy. They have to do the show now. We don't really know.
Right.
Maybe we have like a general idea of maybe when the show's or whatever. Because, I don't know, maybe it won't be realistic that the location changes, but whatever. It's like, okay, we're texting them the location, and we get it, and we have to, like, join a FaceTime call immediately, which is then on the thing. And we're like, are you serious? Like, and I'm, like, in the middle of a massage. Or, like, I'm, like, or just we're living life however. And then we're like, fuck. So then we got to, like, get an Uber. Or we have to, like, commute there.
Wait, that's so fun.
And then we
and
get
that could
there.
Be, that could even be, like, wait, I'm, like, still going on this bit. We're actually just workshopping a live show.
Yeah.
That could even be, like, when doors open, we start that segment of us getting there. And so,
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
If people want to get there, like, early. Then they can, like, watch us, like, show up to
and
the show.
And we can have a comedian at the top, like, kind of narrating and, like, talking to us. And then sort of, like, vamping and, you know, just being an opener for the...
And we could make content out of us coming up with this idea.
and make a movie about it?
I was making a meta joke about the fact that we're talking about this on the podcast right now.
And then we can make a documentary about, and that this is the clip. It's black and white, slowly zooms in, fades in. Sorry, that was probably boring for everybody.
I think they liked it.
You think so?
I just have to tell myself so I can move on.
Do you have
on.
A good relationship with your fans?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you, like, speak to them?
Not often here. I think I do when I do, like, solo episodes, and then I used to, like, stream. So that was, okay, like, yeah. That is very intimate. Like, just chatting streams. Like, I was doing, like, 5 nights a week for, like, 2 hours every night.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty intense. Wow. And so that forms, I mean, like, I have some
really
people
holding,
that kind
I'm
of
really
like,
holding this mic. I'm sorry. Wow. Sorry. Keep
no, going. That's okay. That I have some fans that like know me better than I know myself.
Wow.
Like I can't even remember what he said, but one time I met a fan that was like, oh, do you remember that one clip of like when this person said that thing about you? And then he like corrected it in that moment. And I was like, you know so much more about me than I know about myself. And it was like, it was mind blowing.
Damn. Do you have like a Discord?
I do.
Are you in it a lot?
I talk in it every once in a while. It's my patrons though.
Oh, I just have like a general Discord. I feel like I used to stream too. And that was nice. Cause mm-hmm. on Instagram and TikTok, I will say I'm noticing way more bot comments than I did before. Like there'll be some, I think they've gotten smarter because I have a new podcast, hey, that's out, but mm-hmm. someone will be like, oh hey, or no, actually wait, no, like the Union Hall show, I was like, someone was like, best of luck on your Union Hall show. Like it's like they take the information from the video and put it in there, and then you click on the thing and it's like a porn profile, and right. I'm like, they're getting smarter. So
and some, hotter and hotter
and so expensive.
Yeah.
The websites are so expensive.
Right. But
sometimes it just feels like they're not real people in the comments. But right. when you stream, it is like, oh, this is a real person who's speaking to me.
Which is a nice. Double-edged sword. Because sometimes real people say things that are real. Sometimes, like, you ever get, like, a comment or something where it's like, comments from online are, like, from, like, when a toddler says something to you. Because, like, a toddler has no awareness of, like, the consequences of what they're saying. And, like, they will just, like, tell you the truth. They'll just be like, your hair looks weird.
Yeah.
They'll be like,
why do you smell like that?
Yeah, exactly. People online can do the same thing because there's, like, they're anonymous. They don't have any – so people are just, like, saying whatever's on their mind.
Kind of speaking into the void.
And you know that it's, like, what their truth is.
Or, like, DMing you, and they're like, they're never going to see it. And it's like, oh, we see it.
Yeah. So that's really fun in that way.
Yeah. Have you had, like, a weird Twitch thing that was like,
I've had quite a bit. One time, I remember one time someone said that, like, they're like, I've been watching for, like, a few years now, and, like, honestly, like, something, and then it was like, I was going through, like, a hard time in my life, but I was, like, still trying to, like, keep up with content because it's, like, my job, you know? And then they said, they called my insecurities embarrassing. They said, and honestly, your insecurities are embarrassing. And I've never forgotten that.
What does that mean?
Like just me being insecure about they could tell that I was going through a hard time and still trying to make content. And so there was like an insecurity in like the person that I was like showing up online, but I was still doing it. And I was being like forward about that. And like, I am a very like insecure person. And then it was like the final straw for them. They were like, honestly, like you're a great content creator. I think you're great, but like your insecurities are embarrassing. And I was like, you know what? I kind of needed to hear that because like I am holding me back from myself, from like what I can truly be. Oh, but also, okay. It was like maybe the meanest thing that anyone's ever said to me.
Okay,
like, your insecurities are embarrassing.
Also, how old were you at this point?
I was probably 18.
I mean that's pretty young, 18, I guess. 19. But also like. Who was telling us like a 12-year-old that was like,
oh no, this guy's definitely like 40 something and like has to put dinner on the table for his family.
Okay, well Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, don't come in an 18-year-old comment and be like, hey, like low-key kind of embarrassing what you're like you are.
Your insecurities are
embarrassing. Were you like, oh, I'm sort of just insecure about like did you say them? Like was it just like, oh, I just feel like my stuff isn't funny at the moment or something like
I think that like I'm a person like if I speak on my own on like I'm very good about being like, okay, that was stupid. Like a lot of my comedy is like, no, I don't want to say like self-deprecating But it is in a way, but not, yeah. But not in like the like,
oh, I hate myself, but
I'm literally trash.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm playful. Literally trash potato. You do like yourself, it's but like, it is just,
I'll make like something that's like, so yeah. Okay, like, okay. It's like such a cringe joke on purpose. And then I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's like awful. And then I'm like, and then I'll like spiral and I'll be like, okay, who's even watching this? Who's even listening to this? And I'm like, wait, you guys are, wait, I need to lock in. And then I'll go back into it. Yeah, but
that all is like sort of part of the joke too.
Exactly. Exactly.
But they maybe took that more. Like, oh, you're being serial. Like, just say the joke and let it land and move on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
I'm proud of my insecurities.
Yeah. Rise up. Rise up. What makes me insecure makes me strong. What doesn't make you insecure makes you stronger.
Mm. What makes you insecure makes you stronger.
Sure, I think.
What are your insecurities?
I mean, just like the normal ones, really.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And you don't have to.
Oh, sure. It's like, sure,
isn't
sure.
a fun question. I kind of asked it as a joke, and then like.
And then you're like, fuck. Yeah. Well, no, I was trying to think, but no, I think I'm kind of perfect sometimes. You caught me on a perfect day.
Good. Good, because yeah, I didn't want to hear about it. It would be so embarrassing.
Yeah, you kind of caught me at just my life is fucking going up.
Great. Okay, well, let's talk about your up then. How's that for a segue? 2019 TikTok. Is that when you blew up, like 2019, 2020?
Yeah, I would say right at like the new year.
What a crazy time for the internet and for TikTok. I mean, wow, and that's when like Hype House was happening. Everything was getting
bang
real.
Energy bang in the Hype House.
Energy in the Hype House.
The furry gamer war, or just the furry war, I forget.
That was like subsiding, I think. Like that was over by...
Oh, well, I think I was definitely there for that.
Yeah, that
was like,
choose
your character. I think I was maybe lurking, but maybe didn't really post until...
2019, yeah, and then like blew up kind of 2019, 2020, and was it like super fast for you?
It was immediate,
yeah,
which is crazy because I had been posting for a while, and I think I just kind of knew the internet, obviously, like from, you know, growing up and then making like the Instagram videos and stuff. But it was the Harry Styles fan fiction that got me to like a million followers, like, oh, like immediately. It was like a perfect storm of all these new people coming to the app. Mm. And then the Wattpad was kind of a trend. The Wattpad, like, it was so dumb. We were reading these, like, Harry's kidnapped me and stuff. And so I just parodied that because there was a bunch of them. And then it just blew up.
Wow. Wow.
I was kind of a trend clout chaser.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone was in that time.
True, yeah. I was like,
and that's
oh,
how you
got
to start, to be honest. You have to play the game to yeah. get a raft to float on.
I mean, yeah, very, very much true. And then I was like, I think maybe I made one other one and I think people wanted more. And I was like, okay, wait, I'm not going to be like the Harry Styles girl.
Right, right.
I was like, because I didn't even really like One Direction like that. I was like more like, I like the comedy of the, like the webtoon thing that right. everyone was doing. I was like, I don't give a rat's ass about Harry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you blew up very quickly.
Yeah.
That's insane. How?
But here's the thing. It's like, it's so crazy how fast that's even changed now. Because I look back at that video and I think, I don't even think it got a million likes, but I think it got like a million views,
mm-hmm.
which then translated to a million followers. But now I feel like going viral, you have to do like 60 million. And even 60 million is like, oh, that's, oh, cool. It's like the numbers have like increased to like
right.
an insane amount.
Well, and also like you were blowing up at a time where it was like, all right, these are the pioneers of the TikTok celebrities. Like you got like one of the spots. You know what I'm saying? Because there's like the Hype House.
Ooh,
there's like In Mills. There's like you. I'm trying yeah. to think of other people from that
Brittany era Broski.
That are like, yeah, Brittany Broski.
There's a couple people too that I'm like, where'd they go?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully they're doing better now.
They're probably like have like really awesome real lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I need this. I was like, I really need this because I actually can't do anything else.
Yeah. Did you like realize what was happening? Like how big this was and how real it was? Because like TikTok was
yeah.
TikTok fame was like new, you know?
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. I think even now I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It never feels real.
Mm-mm.
I mean, do you feel that? Like, it doesn't even matter how many followers I get. I don't, because even when I got a million, I was like, well, I don't have 3 million.
Right.
And now I have 3 million.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, but I don't have like 5 million. I feel like if I have 5 million, like that's actually like celebrity status.
Right.
And then who's to say, maybe one day I get to 5 million. I'll be like, okay, well really, okay, 100 million. Then I'm Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah.
Then I'm Charlie D'Amelio. I feel like it'll never, to quote The Greatest Showman, never be enough. Never, never. never. Wow. No, oh, it's never enough.
Never. I wasn't going to say anything. Yeah. But you figured it out yourself. I'm glad. Thank You're you for kind me of get there. Like the saint of the internet and tech. Because in the sense of like imposter syndrome, like.
Yeah. Maybe it is. I just like have imposter syndrome, but I do feel like. Maybe it is imposter syndrome.
Oh, sorry, is your oven on?
Oh, let's check.
There's just a red light I see. Oh, wait, that might be the time.
Yeah, no, that's the time.
Okay, well, thought I'd be helpful.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
No, thank you, of course. I just had to get my ass up and move. Yeah. Poppy back in the crotch. Guys, if you're watching this visually, I just have Poppy here to cover my crotch. I got some short shorts on.
Right.
Right.
What were we talking about before you, like, brought up the oven distracted all of us?
I was sort of opening up about my imposter syndrome. Hey, your stove's on. And there's a whole fire breaking up. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm imposter syndrome.
I'm among us. Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to bite.
That's totally fair. Because also when I said among us, I was like, oh, here we go. I was like, I'm just trying to like reference things. Oh fuck! What else? Slender Man.
No, that's the hard thing about like okay, you've been doing this for Jeff.
The you know the one with the smile, Jeff the Killer.
I was thinking of like my name is Jeff.
My name Jeff. Wait, I can do a minion impression. Can I do it on the podcast?
Please.
Bello.
Can you do like Papa Boy?
Papa Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Banana.
And then do like Alvin and the Chipmunks real quick.
Oh yeah, sort of song.
Can you do like the
like a fruit fly?
Maybe? Yeah, it's chill. He scents the fruit. Gay joke, guys. Check out the podcast on all platforms.
And don't forget to come to LGBTQIABLT. This is us now.
Wait, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Oh, can you do the like? Sorry. Can you do "Stay" by Rihanna?
Oh, wait, perfect song. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little stuffed up. Okay. As a fever, a cold swell hot-headed believer. I threw my hands in the air and said, "Show me something." My neighbors are like, my neighbors, wow. They're like, "What the fuck's going on?" There's a little girl in there.
No, they probably think it's Alvin with drugs.
The reason I hold on.
Did you actually catch that fly?
No.
Okay.
You might, and then I eat.
And then you like scratch behind your ear.
Yeah. In the microphone. You just see dust covering it.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
What was like your first like in-person encounter with fame? Like your first like...
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you have a story already.
I have a story already. Yeah. So I sort of blew up in 2020.
Yeah.
I exploded onto the scene. Now, post-COVID, I was like, okay, well, let's see this in action. So I was like, I'm going to go to Mall of America because there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have to get recognized by someone. So I went out there with hopes of that happening.
Yeah.
We go there and I got recognized in Aerie, which is... it's American Eagle, but for like
girly or
little girly girls who are like want to work out and also wear cute clothes. Anyway,
it's like Lululemon, American Eagle.
Yes, I go in there and these three girls recognize me, and I was like, yes, I was like, this is amazing. We sort of sit there; it's kind of awkward because this has never happened to me. I don't know the etiquette. I don't know what to do, and they also don't know what to do because this has never happened to them.
Right.
I'm assuming they're like, oh hey, like. You make videos. And I'm like, yeah, I do. And my mom and my sister are there. And I'm like, see, it's paying off, guys. And then they're like, oh, that's cool. And I go, do you want a picture? And they're like, yeah, sure. And I was like, oh, my God. I like also like what the fuck? I asked them for a picture. Also took it on my phone.
So you have their numbers. You're like all in a group chat now.
No, I just, and it's like, what? So I have the Snapchat memory.
Wait, you have, so they didn't even get the picture?
They didn't even get the picture. I was like, well, normally when people see a celebrity, they ask for a picture, you know? And then it's like, and then I'm like, okay, well, you want a picture, surely. Yeah, hold up. I need it. Okay, what? Spotify, Snapchat. I never go on Snapchat, but I just have.
Well, you got there fast.
Well, because I don't release. There she is. Wait, there they are.
I'm so. And they don't even have this photo.
December. Oh, it's 2019.
December 2019.
Or is it?
Yeah. That's December 2019.
Oh my God, it was 2019. So it was pre-COVID.
That's crazy that you told the whole story based on a lie.
Yeah, no, that was my first experience with fame.
Wow.
I would say.
You
taking a picture.
It being on your phone is so funny and they don't even have it.
Yeah. It was for you. Maybe I did airdrop. No, I didn't. But I'm so excited to meet them. But I was like, okay, well, you know what? Like, I guess in hindsight, like, that's my first ever picture I took with people that recognized me. And I guess that was like a momentum.
That was more for you.
That was more for me. Yeah.
It meant more to you than, yeah.
I mean, it did, clearly.
The first time that I was recognized was at my high school homecoming dance.
Wait, they didn't know you before just from going to high school with you?
Well, like, they kind of did, but I think that they were, like, freshmen or something. And
oh, okay.
And so, and they were like, I think that. I hear from behind me, I think that that's him. And I'm like,
isn't that ominous?
I was like, we are peers.
Yeah, like, we're going to the same school, bud. Like, hey, what's your name?
Yeah, yeah. And they, like, came up to me. They were, like, so, they were, like, trying to work up the courage the entire dance to, like, come up to me and say hi.
Yeah.
And I, like, didn't know what to do. I was so scared. I was so scared of them.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted them to, like, do something.
Wait, were you telling people about your channel in high school? Mm-mm. Oh, so that's why. Because you were like, people are going to find out.
Yeah. Also, I kept my first name a secret.
Sure. Yes.
Until I graduated. So for, like, a year and a half, 2 years. Because my name, if you search my name, I come up now. So I was like, I went by Piso, which is where the Piso comes from.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so they're like, that's Piso.
Yeah. And people, like, didn't know my first name. Like, I remember being so paranoid and, like, way too dramatic about it when I was, like, I was, like, so scared.
When you're young.
If I was, like, in the mall and, like, one of my friends, like, said my name really loud, I'd be like, keep your fucking
Really, Rachel? Rachel's my go-to name. What is this? Really, Rachel? Rachel, I'm gonna get mobbed. You're in freaking the middle of nowhere. I'm gonna get fucking mobbed. We're in Spencer's. I mean, if you're in Spencer's,
yeah.
Or like, yeah.
No. What, you know, one of the scariest moments of my life is when I signed up for the Hot Topics reward program. Like, I was like, I have to give them my name and my phone number out loud in this place where there are a bunch of people with piercings and dyed hair. I was like, well, there goes my identity.
They're gonna text me. You're whispering. They're like, I'm sorry. Can you say it louder? I can't hear you. No. What'd you say?
Can you pull out your phone? Can you show me who you follow?
Yeah. I just want to make sure I'm like, I think about that too. I'm like, Lady Gaga has that's a bad example, but like Ryan Gosling, is he like signing up for like HelloFresh with RyanGosling@gmail.com?
I don't know.
They must have like fake ones so they don't get hacked, right?
I know that like, it's fine to say. It's probably fine to say. Yeah. Like when I lived like in Beast Land, lot of them like had like aliases for their DoorDash and stuff.
Oh yeah. So yeah, that makes sense. And that's just your name. Like,
yeah.
So it's not like I should probably do that too. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. Me being your friend. I should probably do that too. I don't want people mobbing this place. But I have been telling people like, and I need to stop. I'm telling people the exact street I live on. I should just tell them the general area, like Brooklyn.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. They'll be like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, oh, I actually live on this street. Oh, Jesus. And then I'm like, don't tell them that.
You're like, so how was your day? You're like, it was great. I woke up on this street.
Yeah, I woke up on the street, which is, and then I walked to this other street, which is just one street down.
I walked
down
to my favorite place that I go to every morning at 9:30 a.m. Thanks so much for coming on.
Wait, I'm sorry. I guess I thought that'd be like funny.
You know what? And I'm sure a few people laughed. And yeah. I hope that this is their last episode.
Yeah. Guys, unsubscribe. Well, keep subscribing and please keep donating to Patreon, but just don't watch the show anymore.
Or just like, yeah, just like mute it and keep it in tab, in a different tab.
Yeah. Keep a playlist running.
Right. I have an advice segment for you.
Okay.
I have.
You're going to give me advice?
No. Absolutely not. I have. A viewer has sent an advice, and I picked this one because I felt like it fit you.
Okay.
So this is curated. It's from Annalicia. It's probably Annalicia. Mm. Okay. Hi, love the show and love you so much. You're honestly one of the funniest creators on the internet, and it's insane how underrated you are. Oh. I seriously show your content to everyone I possibly can and honestly really look up to you ever since I first watched your video. Okay, and then it keeps going. So. Sorry. That's like for real.
Sorry. Oh, that's real. Wait, that's great. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Okay,
cool. Yeah.
I did comedy for a few years, just posting random skits and stupid videos onto TikTok, and it honestly went better than I could have ever expected. I gained a pretty decent following, and people were loving the videos. I thought the support and traction would motivate me to keep going, but instead, I think it just complicated things and got in my head. So I guess my question is, how do you keep the pressure or even the possibility of success from developing into a fear of failure? I guess what I'm asking is, how do you stay grounded in what you're making without letting outside factors affect how you create it?
Ooh, wow, great. First of all, great question.
Yeah.
I feel like I struggle with that all the time. Yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily a fear of failure. I think it's really like, which I mean, I guess maybe it kind of is, but maybe like a fear of actually trying, which maybe is... But I feel like, to me, it feels different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like, and this is, I mean, well, this is going to get really personal, so maybe it doesn't apply to you, but like, I feel like my whole life I've kind of half-assed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, okay, well, I'm starting to see the success that I wanted and get the things that I wanted. And now I'm like, okay, well, now I actually care about this stuff and I want to care.
Yeah, yeah.
So now it's kind of a different thing of like, okay, well, how do I care about this stuff and how do I do it? But fear, I guess the fear is actually being successful.
Yeah.
Like the possibility of like, oh, this could be even bigger than I thought it could be. I would almost wonder, are you really afraid of failing or are you afraid of succeeding? But how do I deal with that? I guess, I don't know. I feel like you just kind of keep your head down and I feel like I don't think about it too much. I'm like, I just make it and I'm just like, okay, moving on. I got to do the next thing.
Yeah.
Maybe have like a couple projects going on at a time that's mm-hmm. like, okay, well, I can work on this and then switch my brain to this. And then when this thing comes out, I'll have something else to immediately move on to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And don't get like too caught up in the numbers and the comments and things. Cause I feel like I just probably good for everyone's mental health to maybe not get too
yeah
involved.
I think it's like, it's interesting how like everyone kind of has a stage now, whether you're a content creator or not, yeah. You're constantly showing your life and whether, and your like successes and like how it's going.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like now more than ever, this is like applicable advice to like kind of everyone, you know?
Yeah,
like
not if you're just making sketch, but if you're making like a cooking video or like, or what do you mean?
Or even just like people from my hometown that are like going to college and posting like, this is my new college life and this is my like, it's
yeah.
this like, it's, there is this like kind of performance to it that like,
yeah,
that like social media adds pressure to.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard and I feel like we all struggle with it
mm-hmm.
to some extent. So how do you do it? Just do what you can. I guess, like, if it is, oh, I can only handle making this one little thing at a time, then just do that.
Because
mm-hmm. it is hard to put yourself out there.
We were talking last night about, like, comments kind of telling you who you are sometimes. And you're like, oh, yeah. I don't really, like, agree with that. Or, like, it's hard to stay on track when all these, like, outside kind of
yeah.
voices are...
Yeah, like, oh, should I be doing the things, like, they think I am aligned with or, like, I'm doing? Or should I do the things that I'm, like, for me, something I, like, tell everybody and I really want to do is make music videos. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, like, my own music, but, like, direct music videos.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, oh, but I know, like, no one expects that from me. No right. one probably even really knows that. But I, like, love music videos and I want to direct them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, that would be a weird thing for me to do. And it's probably the reason I haven't done it is because it's overwhelming and it is different from what I normally do.
Right. Right.
And it wouldn't like make sense maybe like career wise or whatever.
Yeah. There's like a huge difference though in the kind of creator that makes stuff for their audience and the kind of creator that like makes stuff out of a place of passion.
Yeah.
You know, like the longevity and like making stuff for yourself. Like I feel like that's more sustainable and you can like see it in the
yeah.
in the result versus like yeah. you know, like the people that are just doing whatever everyone's telling them to do.
I also think maybe too, like this Hunger Games things I'm doing, like I am kind of like, wait, this is kind of fun to like prep and prepare for this one big thing
mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
have that. Maybe that's more of your, you know, style. Maybe you're not the person who's like, oh, I make front facing type of videos. Just experiment and have fun and maybe mm-hmm. switch it up. Cause mm-hmm. I feel like we also want to be entertained ourselves of like, well, I want to do something different. Which this Hunger Games thing for me is completely different.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, and that's probably why I want to do music videos too, is because it's different.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have like let yourself get out of that box, you could have been like still making Harry Styles fanfic videos.
Exactly, you know? Because the people wanted me to do it. And I said, fuck the people.
Really? Yeah.
I said, fuck the people.
So we just kind of need like less empathy all around.
Yeah, less empathy. Become the Paul brothers. I don't know if I necessarily answered that question exactly, but like maybe there's little snippets.
I think you did. Because I totally just pranked you.
Stop.
Yeah. I wrote that myself. That was advice I wanted. And I didn't have to be vulnerable for a second. And I
wait,
still got
serious?
Advice. Yeah, I just exploited you for advice.
Wait, we could have... Babes, we could have talked about that.
No. I don't do like that whole vulnerability. And you still... And now you don't even know the problems that I'm going through. And wait. I got advice on the problems that I'm going through without even having to be vulnerable. And my therapist said I couldn't do it.
Damn, well, your therapist is a dumbass.
Yeah, I tried to tell her. And then she says, oh, I don't think we can see each other anymore.
Send this to her.
Well.
Wait, so and when you also wrote that advice, you also added the part of, I love your content.
Also, did you see how I was like, Annalicia? I guess it's Annalicia.
Wait, I'm actually like, wait, are you actually serious?
Yeah, I wrote that entire thing.
Oh my God, because I was like, oh, he's doing a bit. And then I was like, wait, Grace, play along with the bit. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Play with the bit. Wow, no, that's great.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank wow. You. No, if anything, I feel like you're slaying... I see your content and I'm like, okay, wait, you're slaying harder than me. Or at least it seemingly is more productive than me.
Oh, don't say that.
I would argue, yeah.
Oh, Grace Ryder. You have no idea how much that means to me.
Well, we might be having a video collab meeting soon sometime. Well, I mean, this one, but maybe something coming to deal with malls.
But maybe knows? Like, yeah, and like maybe us right now. The best idea anyone's ever had.
Wait, what if we did this? Are you posting this? Wait, you should post this.
Yeah.
Fucking plan, idiot. Okay.
Okay. Grace, I just have to say, before we end it, love your stuff. One of the funniest people out there ever. Bless. Like, seriously, check out Grace on everything. What's your stuff?
Grace Ryder 1 on Instagram. Ryder Grace on TikTok. Grace Ryder. On YouTube. Really? Just, I feel like you could probably look
you
up.
You can figure it out.
Yeah. You guys, you
and
know.
And you have a podcast now.
I do have a podcast. It's called That's Enough.
Love the name.
Thank you. Wait, actually.
Yeah, I love the name. Love the branding. Love the concept. Love the pod.
Okay, thank God because I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Okay, Elise.
Sorry.
Yeah. Wait, no, it's okay. Like, wait, that was very vulnerable. You can check out That's Enough on Staple Views. YouTube channel or wherever you get podcasts on Apple Music, Spotify, things like that.
This show has a playlist where every guest gets to add one song.
Okay.
I get to add a song as well every time.
It's called Eight Circle.
Eight Circle.
Bon Iver.
Awesome. And mine is Baby Shred by Luna Lee.
What is that? How does that go?
I think it's just like instrumental. Well, Grace, thanks for coming on.
Yes, Koi, thank you so much for sleeping on my couch.
This
I hope it was
amazing.
Comfy.
Oh,
and
it was so much fun.
We've had a blast.
We have. All right, see you next week on a different couch.
And I throw the microphone at the... Okay.
Don't joke about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.